This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the trust department, this is the DJV experience. Doug Steffen presenting all the ladies who are capable of bringing you a good day. The focus is on how we approach items of interest and import. What could be more important this week than not what's going on in Washington? No, it's the big deal in Hollyweird because Oscar night is Sunday. And you'll all be happy to know one of the goodies inside this year's Oscar bag is a pelvic floor exercise tracker. So those of you who are on the floor with your pelvis, who are exercising, it's a Fitbit for Kegels.
Okay, can I tell you something? Because you're so cute.
I
know. This is not a floor exerciser. It's your pelvic floor, which keeps your pee in and everything that, you know, good that comes along with a strong pelvic floor.
You see how I related to it, Jennifer. Thank you for...
As an exercise bike? Yeah.
Well, I have this new class that I'm going to. And I was on the floor on Monday, and the lady who's conducting the exercise class says, do this with your pelvis, and do that with your pelvis, and go up with your pelvis, and go down with your pelvis.
What kind of exercise class are you in?
That's at the Y.
Yeah.
And it was...
Wait, didn't you start a new yoga class?
Yeah, the yoga class and the exercise class go together. It's 45 minutes of each. And so we yoga, and then you get on the, they have the music, all this Hispanic humba music, and we're all gyrating on the floor, man, like you wouldn't believe. So that's what I thought. So God love us all. That's what that's what pelvic floor exercising means to me.
No. I feel like we're all gyrating on the floor like you wouldn't believe is an audio cut that I should save.
Yeah, probably.
Really? But for demo, is that what you're suggesting?
I don't know, just for future. Just for a funny thing to keep.
All right, so as we progress through the day, there are things that have happened in the last 24 to 48 hours. Some of them are commented upon in social media circumstances. We've been talking a little about the picture that was posted of me back in the early 1970s, I think on Facebook or wherever it is posted it, Twitter,
Facebook
of me in the 1970s as a disc jockey. And the comments that are about that and some of the other things. I saw a comment about my fleeting remark regarding Dr. Christopher Dunst, D-U-N-T-S-H. D-U-N-T-S-C-H. You know who he is?
Yeah, you used to wear his hat in grade school, right?
No. Well, maybe. Maybe there'll be a revival of that. This is the guy who was found guilty after intentionally maiming patients.
Oh, that guy, yeah.
A couple of people died as a result of it. But this guy is so sick. He's so crazy. He didn't like some of his patients, so he let one of them bleed to death during surgery.
Ugh.
This kind of stuff. He billed himself as the finest neurosurgeon in Dallas. I'm sensitive to this because I'm thinking of having some back surgery, actually, and talking to people at UCLA and Cedars-Sinai about what to do with my lower back. And this is the kind of operation this guy did. So I don't know, I keep myself, I'm looking at this, I'm thinking to myself, you know what, I'll keep wearing the back brace. But if you think about how crazy some people are, this guy's going to spend the rest of his life in jail because of the lives that he ruined. What amazes me is it took him this long to find this guy or to bring him to justice because as a psychopath, he's been doing this stuff for years to people. There is operation on top of operation on top of operation that he conducted, and then, you know, something would go wrong, and the person would be paralyzed, or worse, they'd die.
And he didn't have any, like, malpractice suits against him or anything along the way?
Uh-uh.
Jeez.
No.
What state was this?
Texas, Dallas.
Oh.
guy had an operation to remove part of his spinal cord, and the wrong part was taken out, so he was paralyzed for the rest of his life. Oh. Did it on purpose. What kind of a sick, demented horror show? And then one guy described it as having like an ice pick stuck in his back. Anyway, the point of me bringing it back up again, because I said something and Jennifer said, "Wow, that's a nice way to have a positive story." And
did I really say that?
Yeah, pretty close to that. Because it was, I just
no,
threw
that
it in.
Like I said that. At I think
you,
I said
you?
That.
All
right, yeah, because we get us confused.
We were in a good place.
Yeah, you
and
told
then
a
I
wonderful
went down
story.
That road with this guy. Yeah,
you told a wonderful story. I think this was yesterday. You told a wonderful story about somebody helping someone, and it was a wonderful, warm and fuzzy story. And then you went right into this guy removing people's spinal cords.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do that. That was definitely
ruin everything.
Yeah.
That's right. I have a broad range of interests.
No, you have like a weird gift for that.
Thank you.
Well, you're like, oh, puppies. Guess what? Death.
Yeah. Slaughterhouse.
All right. Well, anyway, maybe it's the, if you look at that picture of me from the early 70s and then you listen to me now and think, wow, what kind of progress has he made in his career? How have things changed? And maybe we could judge it not so much on that, but on the food news brought to you by Cozy Shack. Cozy Shack food news. The fact that Cozy Shack pudding is as popular as it is has caused a buying frenzy and the pudding shortage that has resulted. Cozy Shack pudding is fabulously delicious. Now, I have some. I bought some for... actually, I thought there was something supposed to be sent to us, but I didn't get any. Did you guys get any pudding?
We got vouchers,
pudding?
Yes.
Oh, no, I got a whole bunch of pudding.
Did you? I didn't get any pudding.
They brought me a jacuzzi filled with pudding.
They dropped the truck. That may be
you
why
your
food fell down. The truck backed into the tree at your house. If you've heard about the circumstances in the pudding world, perhaps you would do yourself a favor and go to either of our social media sites, either Twitter or Facebook, and you can post a like, I guess. Isn't that how it works, Victoria?
Yes. Like the post. Yep.
Like the post, and you'll be eligible for a Cozy Shack Pudding Survival Pack, the DJV Survival Pack, which includes a $25 gift card from Cozy Shack for their product. So post on Facebook and Twitter for a chance to win a Cozy Shack Pudding Survival Pack, which we'll give away on Friday, I believe, if all
correct
have been served properly, right? Okay. So, the good news about chocolate from the food news department is that there is, we've been talking about this, sort of, this is new news or good news, about how good chocolate is for you. And it is not just regular milk chocolate, but dark chocolate. The research is showing that good quality dark chocolate, especially the kind that we perhaps purchase during the week of Valentine's Day, 72% cocoa, has significant health benefits. The consumption of cocoa encourages blood vessels to branch into cardiac and skeletal muscle tissue, influx of oxygen and nutrients, increasing the metabolism because it creates more mitochondria in the muscles. That's extra little, those little eensy teensy veins that you see. That's where that chocolate does you a lot of good. So if you're an Epicurean and you delight in chocolate, then you'll be happy to know that the chocolate also increases your energy. Sounds like a Super Beats commercial almost, doesn't it? Huh? How long does it take for these changes to occur? Well, you have to keep eating chocolate every night before you go to bed.
Oh, so, such a sacrifice.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, so now you want me to throw cold water on a little of that story? Here we go.
We can't stop you.
No, you can't. So, now, that's the good news about chocolate. The bad news about chocolate is that there has been legislation introduced, and I wouldn't have known this other than a friend of mine listens to the program in Pennsylvania, said last week when we were talking about Sherry's Berries, hey, what do you think of this? There's legislation in the hopper in Pennsylvania to regulate the number or the amount of roach droppings that could be legal in chocolate, brought about by a discovery at the Hershey plant in Hershey, Pennsylvania, that over 2% of the chocolate has roach droppings in it.
NBD.
And then
no big deal. Don't they say for years that peanuts have, like, roach legs
in
them?
Oh, yeah.
They're bugs and everything.
So, but the thing that really, I grew up on the farm. How much of this crap do you think I was exposed to? And that's why I'm so healthy of mind and body now, because
of all the roach crap you eat.
That's right. All of the things crawling around in the barnyard. But this legislation, which I find interesting, has in it a requirement that if the chocolate has more than 2% roach content, there has to be a warning label on the chocolate. They're saying
roach content.
Keep it out. 2% of this chocolate has roaches in it.
Mm.
How about that, boys and girls? Yum. Okay, so that's the Cozy Check. Food news.
They're gonna love that. They're gonna love it. Yeah, make sure you clip all that. Yeah.
Oh, all right. 18 past the hour with DJV.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples Guide. This year I'm preparing my own taxes.
Good for you.
Yep, I'm going to be accountable.
Right. Well, Staples can help with storage and filing supplies, plus software like QuickBooks and TurboTax.
Go on. You have my interest.
And now get TurboTax for up to $15 off at Staples.
Up to 15 bucks off TurboTax? That'll pay handsome. Returns.
Right.
Thanks, Staples Guy. Depreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Everything you need this tax season for less, like up to $15 off TurboTax. Staples. Make more happen.
In-store only is 4117.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so as long as you're in the food news department, you may or may not have heard that Burger King, the English company that owns Burger King, is buying Popeyes, and they're paying $1.8 billion to buy that stuff. Now, I will confess to having eaten in a Burger King. They have a fairly good veggie burger that I found there. I have eaten at Popeyes once because I was intrigued at the shrimp. I wasn't interested in the chicken, but they have a shrimp sort of a thing that is they have in a kind of a batter. It wasn't bad, for what it was. But apparently, Burger King is going to do Taco Bell and Kentucky Fried Chicken are together in the same restaurant now, right? Like Dunkin' Donuts and what's the ice cream company? Barnes & Noble. It's not Barnes & Noble. What's the ice cream company? It begins with two names.
Baskin-Robbins?
Baskin-Robbins. Thank you.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. No, not Ben & Jerry's. Baskin-Robbins. They're in the same thing. So they're marrying these two businesses together, which is, I suppose, intriguing. They like that stuff. How many people eat Popeyes? Come on, fess up. Who's been to a Popeyes?
I've had Popeyes once.
Yeah.
I've never been to a
awful.
Popeyes, actually.
Yeah. No, it's not.
I thought it was going to be good, and it was terrible.
Well, you hope that it will be when you go into the... hope.
I heard from other people that it was good, and it just wasn't.
No. All right, but Burger King thinks it's worth almost $2 billion to buy into
it.
Wow. 21 past the hour with DJV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indie Hammer knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indie Hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie Hammered Knives. Custom knives made in America.
Man and the devil share the same address. I believe
Great. You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria, and our focus on music in this hour starts with Eric Church, who is trying to invalidate 25,000 tickets he thinks have been bought and are being resold on secondary markets. That's to his concerts. I didn't know this guy was that popular, Jennifer. He's got a big tour.
He's a really big, high-level artist now.
Is he? So there's 63 dates scheduled for this year, and it starts on Thursday at Bankers Life Arena, Indianapolis. They have 25,000 tickets to fans that allegedly had been bought by scalpers. How would they know that a particular ticket was, or were they all bought by scalpers? I think that's the problem with a lot of these.
Well, that's exactly what they're doing, though. They have interns and people literally going through ticket record by ticket record to find out if one card that was registered in New Jersey was buying a bunch of shows in California. Then they figure, okay, that's obviously not a fan. That's someone who's just buying them up and going to resell them. It's a huge process, and I give Eric Church and his people so much credit for getting up to 25,000 tickets back to the actual fans.
Yeah, incredible. That's a huge deal.
Well, there's a whole industry. StubHub is basically a scalp operation. And they look at StubHub, all the advertising downtown in L.A. for StubHub, Jennifer. I don't know. Don't they have their name on a building?
StubHub sure does.
Yeah. And yet they're basically recyclers. Yeah. And they had profits last year, $279 million, scalping tickets. Something just plain wrong.
And you know, the weird thing is StubHub's biggest chunk of their income, it comes from Major League Baseball tickets. So it's not even concert tickets.
Yeah, sporting events. That's right.
So here's the thing that I would, there's got to be somebody out there who's smart. There's somebody to figure out the software for Uber. There's got to be somebody who can figure out a software program where these things can be detected and prevented.
Eric Church's people they have proprietary software right now that they're working with to flag these sales. But, it's nice to see an artist doing this for the fans.
Yeah, I think this is very good. Maybe they all do it after a while. Okay, so that's good news for those of us who want to go see Adele and can't pay $1,400 to buy it.
Well, that's just it. It makes it so out of the reach of anybody.
Right. All right, next up, Jennifer, Brandi Carlile celebrating the 10th anniversary of her T-Bone Burnett debut 2007's The Story. The Celebration has an all-star tribute album titled Cover Stories. Brandi Carlile celebrates 10 years of The Story, which is an album to benefit war children. Due out in May, featuring newly recorded versions of 14 songs from her debut that are performed by Adele and Pearl Jam and Margot Price and the Indigo Girls, Dolly Parton, Kris Kristofferson on this. And former President Obama wrote the foreword for the collection. All the proceeds will go to War Child UK, which advocates for children affected by war. And there are lots of them. And you look around the Middle East. Oof. So the album is available for pre-order now on iTunes if you'd like to go there. A number of one-of-a-kind collaborations, including Chris Stapleton, whom you like, Jennifer.
And I do. He's playing. He's relatively new, but one of those Grammy winners.
Yep. Miranda Lambert adding backing vocals to Anderson East's Josephine. Brandy says, since becoming a mother, the reality of a child's beautiful life being torn apart by war felt like too big of a problem for me, so she's addressing it in this album. She asked her heroes and friends to launch this giant project to help the refugee crisis, and I guess most of it would be Middle Eastern, wouldn't you think? The focus on all the homeless kids in the Middle East, I would have thought. So good for her. And more attention again to another problem that musicians are wrapping themselves around, and that's nothing but good. 28 past the hour here with DJV.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, a lot of people change their homes or move to a new apartment. If possible, bring your dog or cat to the new home for short trips before you actually move in. Before bringing the pet into the new home, here's what I suggest that you do. Have his food and water dish, his treats spread around the house. Unwashed articles of the family clothing will help adjust the dog and make him feel at home. His bed, his toys, all of that should be at the new location before he arrives. And it's always a good idea to get down on your hands and knees, and this is so important, crawl around the house, including the backyard, and make sure it's secure. There's no way for your pet to get out, because when he gets to a new environment, he's going to be a little confused. It's also important to get the dog or the cat involved. Let him know you're packing. Talk to him about moving to that new location. Just be careful, and remember, when you move, you may have to change your ID tag and the information on your microchip, which can easily be done by contacting the company. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Check Groupon. Save up to $100 a week.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one?
I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now. 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Now 34 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen, reporting with Jennifer Horn, reporting with Victoria Keelan, who's reporting to Kara Schillen. Hi, how are we all doing? Wolfgang Puck joining us in a few minutes because he is into this whole thing about the Oscars on Sunday. He's feeding the Oscarians.
Did you get a glimpse at that menu, by the way?
Yes, I did. 50 things. Mostly chocolate.
I'm interested in the gold-dusted popcorn. I'm wondering if that might be able to fix my fillings if I chew it in the right way.
Yes, I think that's a good idea.
You think?
But there'll be some chocolate raisins in that popcorn someplace here or there. A couple of hours ago, Kara was treated to me talking about immigration, how I went off for a while. How long did that conversation last, Kara? I've forgotten, about 13, 14 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know. I lost track about 10 minutes in.
There's a glowing endorsement for you.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Well, let's go back, but let's see if I can shorten it up a little bit. It all has to do with terminology and history and that sort of thing when it comes to immigration. I was talking about how the white man was basically in charge, and that's why it wasn't so much about immigration as it was about war, but the same thing can be said about immigration and all of our immigration sort of mood swings that we've gone through since the American Revolution in our country. Remember, we all came from someplace else, or at least our families did. They were the immigrants, we are not. For example, Victoria, whose parents are Irish through and through,
No, no. You always say that. No. My mom's family's been here since 1640.
Okay.
My dad is from Ireland.
It's from Ireland.
So
okay.
I'm literally both ends of the spectrum.
Yes. But you're not an immigrant. Your father was.
Right.
I'm not an immigrant. My father's grandmother and grandfather were immigrants. Jennifer, I'm not sure. You got some Czechoslovakian. When did they come here?
Yeah, I'm Czech and Irish, and I've traced lineages, my lineage on both sides. My Czech family, my dad's side, it came here, it was my grandparents' parents that immigrated here.
Okay.
And so my grandparents were actually both fully fluent in Czech. And then on my mom's side, they were here a lot longer. My grandmother was a daughter of the American Revolution, but they traced themselves back to the McSweeney family in Ireland, which was a pretty famous family. And but they've been here a while. They've been here a little longer.
Kara, what's your story? I've forgotten it. You told us. What nationality is Shillin? I don't even know. Irish.
Well,
yeah,
we always say German. I know that I do have relatives on my dad's side from the border of France and Germany at around Alsace-Lorraine. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of German names that have the double N, which my name has. But beyond that, I don't actually know. We've kind of had trouble tracing our ancestors back, and I don't have any Victoria's family. She knows they're from Ireland. Mm-hmm. I don't have anyone who immigrated.
Well, you could do that Amazon. Not Amazon. There's the
Ancestry,
you should do 23andMe or Ancestry.com.
Yeah,
those are fun.
There's a blood test that you can take and get DNA stuff.
Well, when I was in college, we did a mitochondrial test that was supposed to tell you where your family traced back to. Of course, mine didn't work, so I didn't get any info. So maybe I will do Ancestry.
Maybe you're from another planet.
I might be.
Well, it'd be interesting to have. We were talking about it at Christmas. And I gave one to Meredith. She said, well, I was thinking about giving one of them to you, too. I don't know. I know a little about my background, but I don't know a lot. But the point here is, if I can summarize in 60 seconds or so, this focus on the immigration problem we have now, you know, we did start as free. We were first described by the people who did the Constitution as free white persons. You know that. We were not described. It wasn't just free people. It was free white people, because there were many of the people who founded this country who had slaves.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go after the Civil War, 14th Amendment, anyone born on U.S. soil is a U.S. citizen. That's what happened then. And that's when black people became citizens. That was part of that. 14th Amendment was really about black people, but it says anybody born here. So that meant all-inclusive, or has been ascertained to mean all-inclusive. So now during the era of the expansion of the railroads, when all the Chinese slavery was here, you knew that the railroads were built by Chinese slaves, not by black slaves.
Yep.
And so what we have done then was ban Chinese workers, and then there's a part of the Constitution that bans prostitutes and criminals. There have been things that have been a part of our policy to keep the Chinese out, to keep prostitutes out, keep criminals out. If you came here and you were any of those, you couldn't become a citizen. Then there was a quota law that was passed in the 1920s to keep the immigration down from certain countries. Quotas have been standard policy up until the 1960s, in fact. So I just think that we need to be a little more understanding, if you will, or open as to what our policies have been. Most people don't have a clue. Maybe because I got to get to Wolfgang Puck, we'll do a little more of this on the morrow. But just keep in mind as you get crazy about this immigration thing, there have been lots of nuances in the past when it came to immigration policy in our country, and it's just now just changing. It just is, it's maturing maybe, I don't know, but it isn't all it's made out to be, and you don't understand all pieces of the pie, I don't think. Most people don't. 20 before the hour. Stay tuned. Wolfgang Puck next here.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Joining us now is Chef Wolfgang Puck. For the 23rd year, the consecutive catering at the Governor's Ball for the annual Academy Awards taking place this weekend. This is really a fun time. I'm actually, Wolfgang, I'm not really that focused on the telecast. I'm looking at a can of Wolfgang Puck organic corn chowder that I just bought yesterday in the store.
good. I so think you don't have to cook it. Just eat a little soup. That's good.
Yeah, right.
You know, I can tell you a story. 2 years ago, I think Jennifer Lawrence won for Best Actress or something.
Yeah.
She comes up to the ballroom, to the, you know, where I served the dinner
right.
with her agent. And I said hello, and she whispers in the agent's ear and says, "Who is that?" And she said, "Hey, it's Wolfgang Puck." And she looks at me and says, "Oh my God, I see his face on my soup cans at home. I have five different soups of his."
Right, I'm looking at your picture as well.
Yeah.
How do you figure, when you came into this expertise that you have, did you really know in your gut that you were going to be this successful, you'd be this well-known? What were you aspiring to be when all of this got started? And do you pinch yourself every once in a while and think, "My God, look at how I've succeeded"? You have a fabulous international brand. People know your name.
Yeah.
From whence have you come, Wolfgang Puck?
You know, I think it's really an amazing thing, but it was over many years. You know, I always dreamt, since I'm 19 years old, and I worked in a restaurant called Beaumanière, and there I really found my mentor. His name was Raymond Tullier. And I said, "I want to be like this guy. I want to own my own restaurant." He owned two. I said, "Maybe two. Have one three-star restaurant and one regular restaurant, more for every day." So I always worked really hard. Like when I came to America, to L.A., I worked two jobs, in one restaurant in the morning and another one at night, because I wanted to save money to open my own restaurant. Then when I opened Spago in 1982, it became so successful so fast that people came from Japan and they asked me, "You want to open Spago in Tokyo?" And I said, "No, we can barely run one." And then 3 months later, they came back and said, "You know, we're going to open the Spago in Tokyo with or without you." I didn't put my name down or anything, so that way I didn't have any copyright. So I said, "Okay, let's open it together." So not even a year and a half into it, I already had a Spago in Tokyo. Then we opened Shinoa because I said, I love Chinese food. I want to create my own style. So it went on and on like that. And little by little, we have restaurants now around the world, from London to Singapore to Bahrain and Istanbul and naturally L.A., Las Vegas and Atlantic City, New York. We just opened the newest restaurant in New York, downtown, called Cut. The new Four Seasons Hotel on Church Street, which is a very beautiful restaurant designed by Jacques Garcia. So we really grow, but not really that fast, actually, you know. And what we really try to accelerate, what to grow more so, is the restaurants in the airports. You know, we have now a lot of airports from, obviously, Los Angeles or Chicago or New York and Boston and St. Louis, Seattle. And even now we started international. We have a big place down in Cancun. We have one in Sydney. We have one in Dubai. So little by little we are expanding that business. And I think that's really a little bit easier because the variety of food and everything is not as large. You know, you get a good pizza, you get a pasta or a sandwich or a nice salad. The quality is the same, basically, as we have in a restaurant, because we actually make the salad dressing, we make the pizza dough and so forth. So that way you can be assured to get really good quality.
I just think it's an amazing thing. Yeah, quality and the brand, you got to have the quality. And I would think it would be hard to ensure quality without really good people. I think that isn't that the key to any business, is having good people?
Exactly. The main thing is to hire good people and then keep them. So I pay people very well. So I have people with me for 25 years who I totally trust, who totally have the culture, you know, and they really can teach the next generation already about our culture. Not only just cooking, but also hospitality. Because I really believe the way you're treated in a restaurant is just as important. You don't want to go there and they're snooty and you get great food. You still might not go back, but you want to have both. You want to have great service, friendly service, and great food mixed together.
All right, so you've got the Oscars once again this weekend. The people that are nominated, presenters, participants are going to have 50 different dishes to choose from after the affair. Is it the same pretty much every year, or do you come up with new ideas for this year, for example? Any themes?
Well, we come up with some new ideas, but also we have some comfort food, which we do every year, because I know, like, I saw Barbara Streisand about 2 months ago at the Bel Air Hotel, and we were talking, and she said, oh, are you doing the Oscars again? And I said, yeah. And then she said, I don't care what you cook, just make me my chicken pot pie. So naturally, every year now, I make the chicken pot pie. It's not only hers. And, you know, I remember a year ago, the Prince of Monaco, Prince Albert, was at the Oscars. And then I saw him in the summer in Monaco. He said, oh, I wish you would open a restaurant and make a chicken pot pie like we had at the Oscars. Mm-hmm. We can't get that in France. So you won't go home hungry. And then if you're still hungry, we have a huge buffet with all kinds of chocolate. Desserts from little chocolate souffle to the molten chocolate cake to a small tiramisu to a chocolate ice cream bar. I mean, we have so many different things. It's crazy. And, you know, the best thing is the leftovers goes all to the food bank, so a lot of homeless people get same food.
I didn't know that. All right, so that makes it even better.
Yep.
All right, so maybe some ideas for those of you who are going to watch the Oscars as well at home. Wolfgang Puck, thanks for being here. Good luck.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shades.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, 48 past the hour, so it's time for our television report. HBO has acquired the television rights to the documentary David Bowie, The Last 5 Years, which goes through his recording sessions, final couple of albums in 2013 and 2016. It was on the BBC last month. And so it has a place here, a lot of great images, and a lot of stuff from the studio sessions would be kind of cool. So if you're a David Bowie fan, you might look for it on HBO because it's the story of the last 5 years of his performing, the last 5 years of his life, et cetera, et cetera. Not sure.
Do you think he's one of those people that's more famous in death than he was in life?
Maybe. Yeah, that's an interesting observation. Mm. Yeah, maybe. All right, Hoda. At the Today Show says she's the new mother of a baby girl. So she adopted, I'm guessing, because she didn't look like she was pregnant.
Yeah, she adopted.
She adopted, yeah.
All right, so what are we...
And good for her. It actually made me very happy. Very sweet story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Kathy Lee's not involved as the mother protein.
No, but she will be employing the child when it turns 4.
Hi, Jenja, what's on tonight?
Speechless tonight. Very cute ABC sitcom. About a special needs child who can't speak, but it's a very nice. Cute show, and Minnie Driver's in it. Definitely want to check out ABC at 8:30. Also, Katherine Heigl's new show, Doubt, I think it's episode number 2, airs on CBS at 10, and TNT has Major Crimes at 9.
That actually is a good show.
It is. Cameron Manheim, good.
Yeah. Hi, Des, good job, Jennifer. 10 before the hour.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
It's 53 past this hour. Time for us to visit with our pal Warren Eckstein, your animal's best friend, perhaps yours as well. So I'm posting a number of things here, there, and everywhere. And I know you do as well, Warren, on your, let's see, you've got Twitter and you've got Facebook, the same stuff that we all have. What is it, at Warren Eckstein?
It is at Warren Eckstein.
Exactly. At Warren Eckstein, okay. So I'm putting up here a way for you to get over your grief. I will be the first to admit that I'm having still after, let's see, it'll be 2 years on April 7th since Charlotte died, and I still have a very difficult time whenever she comes up or the picture that I have in the studio here. Anytime, I still seem to be in grief. So I look for all of these things that are helpful. So I posted this, why our grief over a dog is so intense. And because you're America's number one dog shrink, people shrink, putting shrinks together with dogs and people, I think you know what there is about a dog that makes them so precious to us. People almost feel guilty sometimes about the way they feel after the animal dies. I don't feel guilty at all about it. I wish there was some way I could bring Charlotte back, actually, in a way. And I don't know whether that's healthy or not healthy, but it is the way I feel. So is that one of the number one questions you get on your weekend radio show, your pet show? How do I get over the grief of losing my dog?
It's a pretty common question, and a lot of people have difficulty getting over the loss of a pet, even more so than the loss of other people that they may know, simply because when you lose a pet, it's more than just losing a friend. It's losing a companion. It's losing something that knows your innermost secrets. There's a relationship between people and their pets that doesn't exist between people and other people. It's that total honesty, that total your dog's not going to rat you out type mentality. So people have a lot more of a difficult time. As a matter of fact, years ago, and I serve on the board board of directors for the oldest no-kill in the country called the Bideaway Home. It's based in New York City, and I've been on their board for God knows how many years. And the bottom line is there's grief counselors now. There are groups that get together because people do have such a difficult time getting through it. One of the best ways to get through it is to talk about it and just remember the good things. As a matter of fact, just this week, I had tears in my eyes over Charlotte. I was speaking with Marie. You know Marie, our pet sister.
Oh, my God, yes.
She's doing fine.
She babysit Charlotte when I'd go out of town. She was the most wonderful. She was the best dog mother. She loved Charlotte. You could just tell she loved Charlotte.
Yeah, but here's the scenario. Here's poor Maria. I felt sorry for her because a lot of the dogs that she watches and that she takes care of are at that age now where they're moving on to the Rainbow Bridge. So she's losing her best friend. So one of the things I do recommend for people, though, a lot of veterinary hospitals around the country now, and if you really research it, you can find that when it's time to say goodbye to your pet, you can have the dog or cat actually say goodbye to them at home. You can have hospice care at home now where vets and vet techs will come to your home. And I think that makes it a lot easier for people when they do have to say that final goodbye.
I also just posted the new rules that allow animals to fly with their owners up front, the emotional support animals that are allowed on the plane or in no pet apartments, that sort of thing. How much of a trend is that, Warren? How many times a week or a month do you hear or feel people, see people, have people call you with questions about that?
I have people that refuse to go on vacation. I have people that refuse to travel because they don't want to leave their pets behind no matter what they can do. So now that it's more flexible, for example, Amtrak, I think, now allows pets on if you want to travel by Amtrak. And I think that some pets are allowed on planes is a good idea. However, people are going to take advantage of it. This has always been a problem. Someone's going to bring a pet on that's really not an emotional support pet. The dog's going to bark or pee or poop on the floor. Someone's going to complain. So in other words, unless there's a legitimate need, unless there's a medical reason, I don't see them. So many phony people out there have these phony vests for their dogs, which makes it hard for those people that don't. So as long as it's a legitimate reason that your pet should be with you, I think it's a great idea. Listen, I hate flying. I love to have a dog in my lap for 8 hours when I fly back and forth.
All right, and then there's another post. I'm not sorry that I'm bringing these things to your attention, because I think when you look at them, you can repost them yourself. I have that in mind when I put up things. There's another post I put up from a dog that arrived at a shelter with a note from a child who adored him, and when you look at it, you can't help but cry.
Yeah, it's amazing. In other words, I just posted something on my Facebook page about a beautiful pit bull dog that was dropped off at a very high kill shelter in Los Angeles on Valentine's Day, just because they didn't have a place to leave him on Valentine's Day, decided that they didn't want the dog anymore. Beautiful, beautiful. I don't understand how people can do that.
I don't either.
I just don't understand. I would love to spend 5 minutes alone with a person that abuses an animal. Or if the animal could just talk and explain to the person why they feel the way they do, it would make all the difference in the world.
Yep, yeah. All right, so that's one of the reasons you and I are as close as we are. Warren has written a book called Memoirs of a Pet Therapist, which you ought to check out. Also, his line of minerals and vitamins for dogs and cats called Hugs and Kisses at hugsandkisses.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.